going on? What's going on? How y'all feeling out there? Rhythmix Radio. You're now tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks, baby. It's your coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
The coolest host you know, Miss Tish.
Okay.
And the coolest of all coolest, all the cool cats and everything coolest. It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
We already started with the shenanigans. This is how we started, y'all. How y'all feeling out there? Rhythmix Radio Airways, we glad to be back with another one.
Hey, y'all.
Happy Monday to you. Hope you're getting your week started right, you know what I mean? And we appreciate y'all for tapping in with the gang, man. And with no further ado, man, let's just, you know what I'm saying, cheers. Salute to my co-hosts and shit. We're just going to have a random one today, you know what I mean? We ain't got a guest, so we're just going to have a bunch of shenanigans going, man. Before we get into anything, man. How are y'all doing? How y'all feeling, man? What's y'all mental health like? How was y'all weekend like? How y'all feeling, man?
You gotta tell the people to reach out to us. Send us some stuff that y'all want to talk about.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Convo.
Everybody in the IG, if y'all got any questions, anything, or any topics y'all want us to discuss, you know what I mean? Or if y'all want to tap in with the game personally and call us, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can dial 703-951-7003. And we're going to be on the other end of the phone line, man. So make sure y'all tap in with us, man. Tish, how was your weekend? You been gone. You was out last week. We're going to start with you.
We missed Tish last week.
Oh, you guys. I was here in spirit. I watched you guys' show. You guys was getting deep. Y'all was getting deep. Y'all was getting into it. Everybody seemed excited. So it was a good show. You guys did good.
Appreciate it.
But my week was awesome. I was in paradise. I was in Aruba just chilling, you know, got me a little tan, coming back refreshed.
I see you glowing and shit. I see you. Get that melanin popping.
I'm ready to go back.
Already, huh? That's how I go.
That's that shea butt.
Yeah. I jumped in the ocean, y'all.
Okay.
So, if you don't know me, then you don't know that I'm scared of heights, terrified.
Okay.
And I don't do water, right?
Oh, wow.
So, we rented a catamaran.
Yeah.
And we were out there just lounging, enjoying the day and everything. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to go snorkeling. I'm like, bet we going snorkeling. We pulled up to go snorkeling. He was like, well, it's about 65 to 100 feet. I said, what? It's what? I thought we just put our heads down and the shit is like right there. So I was like, nah, I can't even do that. My sister jumps in. My other sister jump in. I'm just sitting there like... So I got on all the scuba wear,
all the safety equipment, all that.
They was
safety
like,
vest, everything.
I got the little flipper things on. Oh, and I'm walking to the end and everything, and they like, okay, you gonna do it? Just jump in. That's the easiest way. I said, no, I'm gonna take the stairs. They like, no. They like, no, just jump in. Man, it took the guy that was driving the boat for him to jump in.
Oh, wow.
And then the only reason why I jumped in is because he was like, if I jump in, you got to jump in. And I'm a woman of my word, so.
Okay.
Shit, I told that nigga, set your ass down. Let nobody jump in.
I said, why you want to jump in with your glasses on?
Right.
I was trying to figure out every excuse, but I did it. I'm happy that I did. I swallowed a whole bunch of ocean water.
Yeah.
It is in salty as hell.
But did you have fun when you jumped in? Like
yeah, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I had tears in my eyes because it was something that I never thought that I would do.
Okay.
You know, so
it's a beautiful experience, huh?
It was. So, you know, my next goal is to go zip lining.
Okay.
Oh yeah, let me know.
It's on that same thing as something you never thought that you would do. Kind of was
definitely
zip lining.
It's heights.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know I don't do heights. Ron, I'm gonna call you back.
So okay, y'all roller coasters, no none of that good stuff, huh?
No, I don't do none of that. Mm-mm.
So how, when at what point in time did you know, what was the first time you knew, I'm scared of being up this high? Like, do you remember it vividly? Like, when you was a kid and you was climbing a tree or some shit, and it's like, y'all gotta come get me from the tree.
Yeah,
nah,
no.
That sound like your older sister torturing your ass. Let's put Tish up on the high ass.
Right. Cause they know.
Try this out.
I ain't never been one for heights. I've always been short. So I just never been one for heights. Okay. A high curb, I'm gonna sit down and scoot off of. Like, I'm not about to play with. It's not happening.
Okay.
Yo, that's
what's up. That's fun. I'm glad you're back safe and sound. I'm glad you had a great time.
We had an amazing time. You guys go to Aruba.
Yeah.
The people are beautiful. The food is amazing.
Okay.
You guys got to go.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it, man.
What did you guys do?
Los, what's going on with you, man? You said you had a good day today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good today, man. Got to give a big shout out to Jessica out in Arlington. She just ordered one of my K. Alexander shirts. She actually got the first long sleeve.
All right.
So I got the long sleeve ones coming. Another thing.
In black.
Yes, Tish, they are going to be in black, okay? Actually, the long sleeves that I'm actually going to do for this time around, because we now just jumping into the winter, I'm actually only going to do black and white long sleeves, but of course, they all have the different type of flavors and everything like that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Monica, who just stopped by again. She also bought one of the K. Alexander shirts, but which really got me feeling real good, just talked to my junior down there in North Carolina, AT. Yeah. My man is home for Christmas, and he is talking about the end of this week, he is going to know if he's going to make the Dean's List, which I already know he's on there. So shout out to my junior. Real happy. Yeah, just real proud about him, man. Big. Yeah, I can't even speak enough on that. And yes, Tree, she did a good job. but also,
she did that.
Sound
like you turned the corner. Okay.
But I also want to give shut up, nigga. I ain't tired of shit yet. But I also want to give a big shout out to my older sister. She just lost her father a couple of days ago. You know, right before the holidays. So shout out to her. Also shout out to my stepmom, who also lost her aunt. They just got back from Mississippi.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So my family's going through a little something right now. And a big shout out to my nephew who just turned 20 today, man. Happy birthday. He's out there with his girlfriend. Be easy, my dude.
Take life slow. Take it slow.
Well, he's in college too. Actually, he goes to Lincoln in Pennsylvania.
That's what's so, up.
And he does the baseball thing. That's going to be.
Oh, that's major.
Yeah. He's a pitcher. Major. You know what I'm saying? Real proud of him on that. But other than that, man, just been, like I said, I've been really enjoying pushing off these shirts, man. You know what I'm saying? Just coming up with new ideas. Loving the response that I'm having right now. So for anybody that ever wants one, make sure you hit me in the DM. You can catch me on Conversation on Rocks or follow mine, which is _RealLosVegas04. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If you catch me out, you can get the shirt for $20. If I mail it out to you, it's going to be $26. So y'all make your decision what you want to do, but I promise you're going to love all the products and everything like that. But thank y'all for the support, and especially my co-hosts who also have shirts, and somebody who wants a black one.
Yes, me. Yes, that is me. But I am very proud of you.
Man, thank you.
You're
thank
out
you.
Here pushing it, hustling. You know, this is like the beginning to a major thing. So very proud of you.
Man, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Just being around people like yourselves, man, really just the encouragement, man. Like I said, everybody that's just been helping me out with all of that stuff, man. So I really appreciate that. So I'm feeling good today.
Yay.
That's what's up, man. It's good to hear. It's a good Monday.
What about you,
Jeff,
Miss?
The third coolest of the group.
The third coolest.
Because I'm the first. Close the second.
Y'all see they jacked my intro, so now I gotta change it up and shit. Can't say that no more. Because every
you
time
might
I say
well
it,
because every
they
time
wanna
you
botch
change it.
It,
I'm gonna change it right with you.
I'm gonna be right back with you. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all just petty, man. But nah, I had a good weekend, man. I spent time with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Good
Miss
time.
Isis.
Shout out to my daughter Isis. Just growing up on me. Also, went in and did most of my holiday shopping. Although I don't really celebrate the holidays, it's always cool just to buy something for people and see that look on their face. So yeah, I'm about 80% done with my shopping. So shout out to that. Shout out to the blessing of just being able to give gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing to be a blessing, as they say. But yeah, man, everything was good. I can't complain. We got a couple more weeks of this year, you know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, make the most of it, you know what I mean? And I look forward to everything prosperous and wealthy in 2022, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, what you got over there, bro?
So we got a little bit of moon rocks, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to homie who dropped these off, you know what I'm saying? If you
know
what I
mean. One of them joints off, bro?
Yeah, you already know.
I know we all got to have our own J and shit nowadays.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'll roll y'all one, though.
We didn't have a COVID scare.
You talking about you scared? I was scared too.
said, God, I got to tell these niggas in.
I know they gonna clown me. I know they gonna have something to say.
I said, man.
I'm glad you was good, though.
I said, man, let me go ahead and take this test first, get this negative out of the way, and hit y'all. I'm like, hey, man, y'all know I just went and got that test, but I'm good. Here go a little something on that.
No, you ain't but so much. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't lose but so much weight. You know what I'm saying?
And you know I heard that shit from my mom and shit. She said, see, this is why I didn't want your way.
Shout out to your mom who still needs you to get a vaccine before you bring your ass over.
I said, damn. And matter of fact,
you know you should have never told her because now she ain't gonna never let that down.
You know what's so funny? The day I took it, the day my dad comes to the house to because my dry head went out, so he was sitting over there at the house, and I was upstairs, and shout out to my best friend. She said, well, how you feeling this and that? I was like, yo, I got my test back. So when I come downstairs, he was like, did I hear you had to go get a car? He said, damn, man, you know I got to go back home and shit. I said, damn, but it's negative. Like, everything's good. He said, man, let me see that job, man.
He had to see for sure.
Yeah, I was like, man, here, man, this came
people ain't playing with that shit.
Shout out to your dad, too.
Yeah, shout out to Pops, man.
Oh, yeah, shout out
great
to him.
Great episode. Make sure y'all tap in.
Yeah, I just talked to him. He got on the K. Alexander shirt. You know what I'm saying? They took theirs when they went down south. So they got, he had
what's his
on.
Middle name?
Who,
he got, yeah.
Yeah, he got a middle. I don't know if he want everybody to tell him, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. His middle name Lee.
That's what's up, though. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
What do they do with you every day? Like, how do they deal with you on a daily basis?
Man, let me tell you. Hey, you know, that's funny, too. Because my mom asked me what
I
want.
He calling them, pranking them, job, like
yeah, for
yo, you know, I'm going to call my dad. Yo, listen.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to call him. But I called my stepmom. She asked me, what you want for Christmas? And I said, well, you know, mom, I said, I want the new PlayStation 5. I want a new car, and if you could, get me a brother. She denied all three lock requests. Okay?
I don't blame her.
My sister was like, well, she said, ain't nobody having no more kids. I was like, shit, she retired. She probably needs something to do. You know what I mean? And I don't got no brothers, so
I need
one.
She living life. That's more than enough. That's awesome.
One thing that I wanted to get into, actually off of what Tish had said, is she was out there in Aruba living her best life. But doing things she, you know what I'm saying, was scared at one point to do. So, Lois, was there anything out there, you know what I'm saying, that you scared to do, but you want to, like, when you want to get out there just one day before you go?
I don't know, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I've always wanted to really, like, skydive, but I don't want to skydive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do, but I don't. Like, this shit look fun. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I want to get one of those, the ones where they got you in the suit, and you be glad. Like, I be seeing it in the movies that look tight, but, you know, in real life. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really with it, Tish. I'm not.
I mean,
but then again, tomorrow's not promised.
Shout out. You can do this all day. Shout out to that episode.
You know what I'm saying? Today, you know, tomorrow.
We're plugging everybody in today.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Probably that. But one thing that I did get over in my fear was probably getting on stage when I went off and did the comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always felt like I was, you know, in a room like this, I'm just cool. But to be in stage and have everybody paying attention and listen to you every word, that was something that I had to get over. But I'm over it now, so, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Dwayne White and the comedy show out there. We'll be there Tuesday.
They were on the show, too.
Yes, they was. Yes, they was. And shout out to Angie. Angie's about to get a shirt, too, as well. I'm going to go see
Angie.
Them tomorrow night. They're supposed to have a special guest. I'm really hoping that...
Is she on the stage?
She will be performing. Actually, Doug will be performing as well. And they're supposed to have a special guest, so I'm really hoping it's going to be Tony Woods. Again, I'd like to go up there and catch him, so I'm going to try to catch him. And I definitely got to catch one of their Friday shows, too. I'm going to go ahead and pay out that money and go check out one of their shows. But they're doing a lot of big things, so shout out to them. And
how much is it on Friday?
On Friday, and now if you get it online, the tickets is $10 online, and it's $15 at the door.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And show starts at 7:30 on Friday, 7:30 on Tuesday, and 7:30 on Wednesday. Come check them out, man. They doing a lot of good things out here in Woodbridge, man. Shout out to Dwayne for bringing that out here for real, because we needed something like that.
You getting back out there?
I'm getting back. Actually, because, you know, I've been working these overnight, so I haven't really had time to, like, try to work around that schedule. But like I said, I'm not sleeping as much, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just get my ass up, man, and just, you know, keep it pushing. I'm working on a few new jokes. So when I get out there, boy, that boy going to do his thing.
So what do you do in order to conquer the fear before you walk on stage? Like, do you have a system in place?
Me, personally, I would say, even like my first night, because shout out to my best friend, my sister, they was there. I feel like, I think all comedians probably do it. Take a drink.
you know what I'm saying, walk around a little bit. But that first night I was there, I was nervous as shit. I was just walking back and forth. But yeah, normally for me, drink, give me something to smoke, relax, just try to, you know, keep reciting it in my mind. And really just remember that I'm out there having fun. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to bring laughter to everybody out there. So, you know what I'm saying? And just try not to mess up on my lines because I'm always, you know what I'm saying, rehearsing it in my mind and stuff like that.
So you do yours from memory and not paper?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But most of my comedy, I mean, most of my comedy is like real life. You know what I'm saying? So it's already like, it's just, I might embellish a little bit, you know what I'm saying, here and there. But for the most part, like, yeah, I don't really like embellish. The fact of going. Yeah, big words. I'm a comedian now. You know what I mean? Hey, if that don't sound like me, yeah, I swear to God, I don't just think I'll say, well, yeah, hey.
Hope they don't ask me this
better. Yeah, like, bellish. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, niggas Google that and look that up, man. But yeah, nah, most of my comedy comes from a real place, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just always just been that type to just want to have everybody laughing, man. I don't like to be depressed. We all got our own problems, so don't bring your problems here.
Yeah. That's love, good. Man. That's love. Good.
What about you, Jeff?
You know what?
He feared somebody snatching that leather wig off his head.
I almost drowned a couple times, you know what I'm saying?
What?
And although I feel like I can swim to save my life.
Wait.
Yeah.
How many times?
Like, so.
You didn't learn from the first time, so it happened again.
So, one day I was at camp.
Yeah, break it down.
You know what I'm saying? Summer camp.
That nigga said, what type of band camp?
And this is the time where I think they was teaching us how to swim. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just remember, you know what I'm saying? I was up on top, and all I remember was down low. It got dark blue. Bubbles was going up. And then the next thing I know, somebody came and tugged me, and I was out that bitch. And then gasping for air. I was probably like six.
I can see ice right the fuck there.
I was probably like six and shit. Y'all ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Then again, over at Cameron Run, you know the wave park?
Yeah.
I was probably like nine. You know what I'm saying? Went too far.
Who keeps taking you out to these goddamn parks,
dog? I don't know. My parents and shit. You
but
know what I'm saying?
Like,
but I'm out there.
How far? Is this 15 feet or?
Cameron Run? You know Cameron Run? I don't know how deep it goes, but
that's
the waves
that's
and shit.
He didn't make it out that far.
I'm nine, so I'm probably all of 3 feet and a half, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, went out too far. All I know is this old white dude came and scooped me up. Shout out to him, because I wouldn't be here. But after that, like, it's funny because, like I said, a few years ago, one of my homies, Goose, shout out to Say Cool, he was on the episode as well before. He actually had a fear of swimming. It was just like more of a mental thing. I don't know if you remember when Derrick Rose, the best way I can explain it is if you're a sports fan, you remember Derrick Rose, he had got injured. Number one pick, balling all that, had got injured. Came back from injury. Wasn't really himself, but it was more mental. Like, he was totally healthy, you know what I'm saying? But he was just stuck in his own way. And I think that's the same thing with me and swimming. Like, I could go out there and swim. You wouldn't even know that I don't know how to swim because I'd be doing all the shit. But it's just like, I think, and if I had to, you know what I'm saying, save my life, I could. Going back to the story with Goose and shoot.
How you gonna save your life with somebody that saved you twice?
Well, If I had to get out that bitch, I don't know, it'll just click on. You know what I'm saying?
It's just gonna come in at me.
But me and Goose, we was out, our kids was young, you know what I'm saying? Our daughters was young and shit at this time. We wanted to go to it was a pool, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, he on the same shit I am. Hey. Scared, he can't really think, like, feel like he kind of don't really know how to swim, but can do it. We both jumped in the deep end, you know what I'm saying?
Together.
Yo, both jumped in the deep end and was like, see if we can make it across. It was just me and him and shit. It was more of a mental thing. After I did the show, I was like, why am I tripping? You know what I'm saying? So, this mental blocks, but all that shit goes deeper into back in the day when black people didn't have access to swimming pools. And so, your parents, like, they didn't take you because you didn't have access. You know what I'm saying? So, it was a thing. And this can be, depending on you all in the water, it's a life or death skill that you can have. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to people out there who don't know how to swim and shit. But
hey, that's funny. You sound like Jay-Z because you know Jay-Z said the same thing.
I heard him say that
about,
shit and he felt the way because he couldn't save his...
Blue Ivy was swimming, so he wanted to learn how to swim as well. So
that's
he didn't know how to swim. But what was so funny about your story is... this nigga just said he couldn't swim and he brought his daughter out there.
I know. I was getting
to that. I was going like what
they
the
weren't
fuck?
In the pool. They was around the pool. They was playing around. You know what I'm saying? So if they would have, yeah, if it went wrong.
What was ice going to do? Like, ice is swim.
Hell yeah.
Swim.
But yeah, it just goes to like certain shit, like. Mental blocks. You know what I'm saying?
I took my son to the beach of San Diego. He walking all the way out. I'm like, look, come back.
Yeah.
I can't help you out there. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going out there.
Yeah, I did that shit out of Miami. I went out of Miami. But, of course, I was drunk as shit. But still, I was walking. And I was like, you know, black folks, we always be thinking like, if I go that far, it's probably a shark out there. You know, I don't like whales and shit. Yeah, everybody know I don't like whales and dolphins and all that bullshit. But the waves be so heavy because, like, I be scared. Because y'all know, like, I'm not small, but I'm small. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. They went your part in the movie. But look, so the waves be heavy, man. I just always be, my fear is one of them big-ass waves just coming out and just sweeping me way out there.
And it happens all the time.
Right. And I ain't got time for it. And then, you know, but the thing is, it's like, on those type of moments, like, if you're not paying attention, you wouldn't even know I'm gone.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I just probably ain't gonna go out there, man. I'm gonna just sit on the side.
Chilling.
Yeah, I'm gonna cool out. Why not? I'm a comedian. I don't need that shit.
But yeah, nah. Shout out to everybody out there. If you don't know how to swim, man, go learn, get some skills. It's a community little center close to you. You go learn. Probably pay like $20-$30 and learn how to swim.
Big facts.
But yeah, just any type of mental block, man. Just don't let it, you know what I'm saying, limit you and shit. Even if some shit happened in the past, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit, like for me, well, that was a perfect example and shit. If one situation or event can be jarring, you'd be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that shit again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Where it's like, I don't want to ever be in a position where I'm fearful or I'm limited by my own thoughts and shit. So,
and that's a good thing too, because like I think what you saying in that stops you from doing other things as well.
Hell yeah.
Because you're scared of one thing, so you're like, oh, I can't definitely do this, and I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely salute that, man. But what I was going to say is, you know, I know we was talking about the basketball thing. If you want to challenge in swimming or something like that, you know
what I'm saying? I want to challenge y'all to a swimming contest.
Yeah, I want to do that.
As soon as it gets warm, no, y'all don't want to do that. As soon as it gets warm, we should do a challenge, right?
She done jumped in some water. In the water and shit. Okay.
No, I never said that I did not know how to swim. Because I do. Somewhat. I could float like a motherfucker.
Oh! She didn't say she can do the butterfly. No, nothing. She said I can float. Man, you gonna lose this motherfucker swimming race. I'm gonna float right past you underneath water.
Well, see, my specialty is I can swim underwater.
That nigga says her specialty.
That is. That's
my too.
That's my only specialty. I can
swim underwater. I'm with you too.
We can do that. I can swim underwater too. Shit.
Yeah, and y'all float, and you go underwater, and I'm gonna beat y'all ass to that motherfucker
laugh, man. We'll find out,
man. That
should. Make sure y'all stay tuned to that, man. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we gonna have to have JB. First of all, listen to this, Tish. Like I said, I don't like to play in South.
Hey,
I'm a blacktop player. That's how I came up on the blacktop.
Hey,
I don't like it in the inside.
Shout out to Twisted Intimacy. Yo, when she was on, she asked for the same shit. So, but she couldn't, right before she was leaving, it's like, so did y'all play? And she asked low.
I said, nah, you know what I'm saying? I said, it's cold outside. She said, they got indoors. I don't like indoors. You know
Speaking
what I mean?
Speaking of Twisted Intimacy, let me go ahead and shout her out now.
Oh, yeah.
She has an event this Friday coming from 7 to 8. You can either log on to twistedintimacy.com. And you could buy your ticket there. You could also log on if you can't make it to the location in Manassas. But you guys, make sure you support. So, get a little workout in, you know.
Well, she's supposed to be having a...
She did say
she was going to do a virtual reality one, right?
Yeah, so this one will be virtual.
Oh, that will be virtual. Okay,
it's in person and virtual. So, you have your pick.
Okay, so you got both. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her, man. Love, you know, a lot of love and, you know... if y'all ain't catch that joint, man, make sure y'all check out the IG.
Yeah,
it was a great episode.
Yeah,
last
definitely
week
run
shit.
It back on that.
She had
a lot of shit we learned.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Women, make sure even though if your thing is wet, you know what I'm saying, you can still
use some lube.
You know what I'm saying?
So I was like, I was listening. Yeah. I was listening because, I mean, it does make a lot of sense, for, especially for
talk about Michael dermabrasions down there, you know what I'm saying? We probably like all been in the situation where the shit y'all got done and the shit wasn't feeling right. Feeling a little sore. Crush, that shit ain't
did
right.
Did she crush all man feelings when we were just swearing up and down, we beating the pussy up, and she was like, oh, no, that's not good. Yes. She said, that's not good. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that was
lube will go a long way. Lube will go a long way, they said. So but shout out shout out to her, man.
That was a good one, man.
Take your time in it. Thank you.
Right. So Tish coming back on vacation, you know what I'm saying? It which prompts me to ask, what was y'all best vacation y'all been on? Start with you, Los.
Damn, thanks. my best vacation.
Was it a Miami joint?
That was cool. That was cool. Okay. I say mostly my best vacations would be like, you know what I'm saying, stuff that I did with the family. You know what I'm saying? One that sticks out to me is it was really simple. It was just, you know what I'm saying, my parents was there, was going through a divorce. So it was just me and my sister at the time. And my mom, we went out to Virginia Beach, and we had a blast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just me, my sister, my mom. And that one sticks out to me because, you know what I'm saying, especially at that period of time we was going through at the time. But, you know what I'm saying, just that bonding moment, you know what I'm saying, with just the family, you know what I'm saying, even though my dad was missing at the time. But it was those... That one right there, and we did a lot of things. I mean, we took the pictures, you know what I'm saying? Walked the boardwalk, my mom did some stuff, like, I've never even wouldn't imagine her to do, like, sure, we was in the water or something, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Yeah. So, stuff like that. Anything that involves, like, the family, those are, like, memorable, you know what I'm saying, vacations to me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That means something to me.
Yeah, I feel you. That's dope. Family, like the nostalgic, the memories, the moments
with
the family.
That's something you're going to look back 20 years. Right. Now I'm like, y'all remember when we did this?
Yeah.
What about you, Tish? Was it a place? Was it a trip to Aruba? Since you've been 80 times and shit, or
I love Aruba, but I grew up in Hawaii, so that's probably that's the best experience of my life.
How was Hawaii?
Amazing. Yeah. It's expensive to live there, but we were military, so I'm a military brat. I've lived literally everywhere, but. It was probably the best experience I had as far as, like, culture.
Okay.
So, Hawaii is very racist to white people.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
When I tell you it's a change of time, whenever you go there.
Black people back up.
No, they're not as crazy about black folks, too, but they're more welcoming to us than they are to the white people because they colonized their islands. Okay. So, yeah, when you're in Hawaii, you definitely learn about Hawaiian culture. And how, you know, Asians came in and colonized as well and infused with Hawaiians and Samoans and, you know, created a different type of culture. So I loved Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah.
How long were you out there?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How's the food?
That's what I was going to ask next.
The food is fresh.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's
tuna, sushi, all that. Fish.
All every day. Like, you might have rain, but
I can only imagine. Like,
it runs through
the scenery. Like,
it's gorgeous. Like, I never owned a pair of pants until we got back to the States. And we were living in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow, because of the weather, which is always perfect.
The lowest it would get out there, what would be the degree?
I mean, it's paradise. So I think maybe the lowest may have been like 70, maybe 60. 68
we
or
are
something.
In there. Ice, pack up, nigga. We
it's
out.
Beautiful.
We are out. How was the weed out there? Oh, you was young, never mind.
Yeah, I was a young man. The weed in Aruba is good, though.
Okay.
It's really good. Yeah,
you
I was
ain't
surprised.
Bring none back for the game, huh?
No, because I wouldn't have made it back.
So well, since you was here in spirit, we'd have been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we love you and everything. I'm just saying, man.
I blew it through the phone. You didn't get it?
Did you even call?
I definitely text.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my calls.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
my mama's
great.
Still looking for a spot on the show.
Don't do that. Mama, sit down. What about you? What's your favorite vacation spot?
You know, as I was thinking about it as y'all was you know what I'm saying, talking and everything. Which is a good question. It made me think a couple years ago, and I've been a couple places, like warm places, nice places, all that, but I actually took my daughter and my mom up to New York a couple years ago. So we stayed in Manhattan, right by Central Park, walkable, very walkable, everything, the pizza, all different, all that. And the shit was fun. We ate some good pizza, walked around Central Park, took ISIS to Times Square and shit. You see a bunch of lights and bunch of drunk people and all that. So it was dope, man. So I think that probably was one of my best vacations and shit, mainly because, like, I was able to take them, pay for everything, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got to worry about nothing. And it was just us and just the... And New York's dope. It's just a different energy. I can never live in New York City, but I always love the energy, you know what I'm saying? Just the skyscraper.
It is so dirty downtown.
It is dirty as shit.
That shit is so
Hey, I got to go
nasty.
Pick up this food real quick outside. I'll be right back.
Oh, look at this nigga, man.
While we on the air. Yeah,
he says, what's going on, Ashley? How you doing, Ashley? Thanks for tapping in. Thanks for tapping in, Tish. Tisha, I said Tish. Goodness gracious,
that's okay.
It's cool.
Tish is a beautiful name.
Thanks out there. And matter of fact, shout out to Ashley Fraser. You know what I'm saying? That's my best friend's sister. One of my friends.
Ashley
actually has a sipping paint down in Dumfries.
Ashley, why have you not called me to host a candle class with you?
Well, they're now just opening up, because I don't know if you've seen when I posted it, I had reposted it on the, Facebook. They are still looking for some service, I believe, and some other people, Ashley, and stuff like that. And so she's going to be opening up that. I'm actually hoping that she'll be able to come to the show probably next season and talk. And she was also at the mayor's ball that happened when we just had the mayor on here of Dumfries on here. So shout out to Ashley with that sipping paint. That's something good.
Shout out Ashley.
You know what I'm saying? Especially Woodbridge, man. Shout out to Woodbridge all together, man.
There's so many entrepreneurs out here.
We are really coming up in a very big, major way. Mm-hmm. And if you're sleeping on it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what rock you underneath, but it ain't ours because we conversated about it on 8 o'clock Monday nights on Remix Radio.
Monday night.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm with you on that. Just like, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that's already been doing it, but I think we're shining a lot more through this pandemic. I think everybody's had that chance to, that's one thing I can say about the pandemic. We've had this time to reflect and just look at what we're trying to do. We've had more time than we would normally have, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things either been shut down or whatever like that. So we've had a lot of time to actually just focus on everything else, man, because ain't nobody going to be working for somebody else for the rest of their life.
Shout out to my women. Like, we are the fastest growing group. We are the most educated. Can we just talk about that? You know what I'm saying? While we carrying kids, cooking, cleaning, tending to the husband, the loved ones, you know what I'm saying? We still make it happen. You know, we sit up all night working on our business plan, putting things together, you know? So shout out to my women.
And speaking of a business plan, I do want to talk more about your Mia Moore Sense. Like, if y'all don't got one of these candles,
if y'all don't,
it's not like we don't like you or anything like that. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all slipping. You know what I'm saying? Cause Yankee Candles, who? You know what I mean?
Bath what?
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? Or Better Homes and all that shit, man. Y'all get y'all some Mia Moore Sense. But what I did want to talk about, I'm really proud of you, Tish. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I know you've been doing this for, you know what I'm saying, a minute and everything like that, but your growth, you know what I'm saying, and what you've been doing. I mean, you got the shirts. Always love to see you at the pop-ups and everything. I always come through and get some candles.
I'm definitely
going to get some more because I got some Christmas presents going out. So there we go, you know what I'm saying? But just really happy and just like, proud to sit next to, you know what I'm saying, like you said, just the women itself. Since you've been on the show, we have had a lot of good female guests, and I'm not saying this because she's here, because me and Ice been here, you know what I mean? Like, that's so real. But honestly, you have brought through a lot of good guests, and I'm sorry to, I guess what we were supposed to have tonight, and her daughter was sick, is everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's coming on the show, though. She's coming.
So, but I mean, you have been bringing a lot of good female guests, and like you said, y'all wouldn't have been doing it, man. Thanks, guys.
I really appreciate that love. But thank you to everybody that supports me. So, by everybody supporting me, I know what's good with the company, what mm-hmm. I should pursue, what I should continue to do. And that's a shout out to everybody else and to tell everybody to keep pushing because every day mm-hmm. ain't the best day, you know. Sometimes I go broke doing this, you know, but it is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, I have a tunnel vision and something's going to happen.
Big fact. So what's the new line you got coming out? What's the new scent you got coming out?
Oh, the scents are out. You guys could check my website, MiaMoreScent.com. You could go on there. The newest scents are the citrus cranberry. We have the bourbon and bow ties. That's a new one. We have the pink champagne.
That sounds
amazing.
I was about to say that. Y'all sound. You got some more
bourbon
right
and bow ties.
Yeah, they in the, I got some. I'm ready.
Okay, matter of fact, what was the one you gave me?
Bourbon and bow tie.
That joint is good. Yeah. That joint smells good. Honestly, I actually put that in my bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no bubble bath nigga in there like that, but you know what I'm saying? I like to take showers, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I get in my mode,
you know what I'm saying? I put my ring light on, I turn the lights off, you know, have my little seance in
that
junk, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
That's how it goes.
And no, I'm not singing in there. No, I'm in there rapping probably like some, you know what I'm saying?
Rick
like
Ross
some Biggie or, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Smoking a little something. But that scent actually, like that smell, it's a calm smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a calm, relaxing smell. I actually burn it sometimes when I go to sleep as well too, cause I, you
that's
know what I'm saying. Cause when I just for real, I fuck with all your candles. Like they are all over my house.
Shout out to me and more scents.
All over my house. The melts, the wax melt.
Yeah.
That's my shit. The wax melt and the the purple one that you had.
The lavender bliss.
That is my shit.
Yeah.
That
so
is my
we improved that one. I did release that the Lavender Bliss again, but we improved it. We made it a little more sexy. So you gotta try out the new one.
I mean, what's sexy? What did y'all do with this shit?
You know, I added a little bit more of something. You know, some love. I can't tell what they are, you know, because I have fellow Chandlers that are, you know, interested. And
right.
If you're interested in doing candles, then you could just give me a call. I do one-on-one classes.
So, yeah, people can hit you up.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that real quick.
I do one-on-one classes. I help you. I show you how to market. I show you how to brand. I answer any questions that you need answered as to, like, the load. If you're a Chandler, then you know what I'm talking about. As far as the load, the throw, all that stuff, your vessels, I help you out with all of that.
Okay.
So, if you're interested in that, give me a call. And I also do candle classes for anywhere from 2 to 40 people. So if you guys are interested in that, give me a call on that.
Hey,
we
you
do
just have
okay, so you said
ahead.
Give you a call. You wanna? What's the number to give them a call, or do you?
So it's on my phone.
Okay.
Y'all hit my website
okay.
because I don't know my Google
she
number.
Don't know.
She gonna get all type of creeps in that.
That's problems of the day and shit.
You know what I'm saying? All type of creeps in that motherfucker. Hey, I got a candle.
Somebody asked me for somebody's number the other day and they got mad. Like, duh. I'm sorry, duh. Blame the phone. You know what I'm saying? We ain't back
that,
in 96. You know how to remember 10 phone numbers and shit. I didn't have to remember the 703 because everything was 703 back then.
Right.
That was mm-hmm. before the 571 came out.
You know what I'm saying? You remember that?
Because
I remember that bullshit.
How many
like, what's this?
We remember back
exactly.
Then.
And you know what? That's what I really hate about technology. Like, even myself, I be trying to thank myself to remember
easy.
Numbers.
Make that kind of easier.
Because y'all niggas are still getting locked up and you can't take your phone in there with you. You know what
but
I'm saying?
One thing y'all said, speaking of businesses and our, in the respect, y'all our respective brands, where do y'all see y'all respective brands in 2023?
So my brand is already set for 2023. I always plan. I visualize in 2021, I visualized 22. In 22, I'm visualizing 23.
Okay.
So my biggest goal is to be a brick and mortar by 23 or have enough people under me selling the candles for me.
Okay.
Get a store.
I think that I should do a brick and mortar as well.
Yeah, I mean, y'all say you do both. Why not?
Yeah, the online will always be there, but I think that I want to do a brick and mortar so people can come. They can smell the candles. They can also do candle classes with me right then and there, you know, something like that. And I'm such a people person. Like, I would much rather you come and smell the candles rather than you buy them on the humbug or listening to somebody else tell you that they smell good.
Right.
Because it might not be your scent.
Yeah.
And I make plenty of scents, so one of them you're going to love.
Yeah.
And are you really a people person? Because, like, I remember when I first met you and shit, you was not very.
Hell no.
She was not Shots very fired. Friendly. Bang, bang. Bang. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, how you doing? She was like, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, not bye. That.
I am now. I'm more business now.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm more real. Business now. So I grew up a little bit, y'all.
What about K Alexander?
Oh,
K
man.
Alexander Collection 2023.
Honestly, that's funny that you just said that because I was just talking about this with my kids actually. 2023, as y'all know, I go by K Alexander Collections. I put the S on there for a reason. My vision for 2023 is to have all four of my kids underneath this brand. All of my kids start with a K. All of my kids have middle names, so I want to put all four of them underneath that brand. My junior is already the K Alexander. For the females, I'm going to have my daughter, which is Kayla Ali. Then I'm going to have the K Marquise, and I'm still working on my other son as far as that. So I'm planning to have all four of them underneath the K Alexander brand. That's what I see in 2023.
That's awesome.
What
about yourself, Mr.
Seamoth? If so, 2020. Yeah, funny. I'm waiting for that swim meet though.
Oh, hey!
I start seeing dark blue. Then the blue.
Then he says, "Some white dude. Is that Jesus?"
Oh, now y'all throwing. Now y'all added ad libs in the game and shit. See how they do me, JB? They ain't right. But nah, man. I'm ready for that conversation on the rock swim meet, but on the way
let's
though.
Go.
For
real. Let's go.
But yeah, for me, honestly, man, if we ain't if the Seamoths ever shout out to Eversmith Organics. Yeah, if the Seamoths isn't in more stores in which I'm sure it will be, if it's not in more stores by then who knows, man? We might start some other stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know it's some other things that are in the works that, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to put out there at myself as well now. You know what I'm saying? That I'm working on that I don't want to speak too fast on. Mm-hmm. That I want to keep under the wraps. But as far as that, we doing things are great. You know what I'm saying? And we actually are going to be getting into winter. The farmers markets for the winter season.
Okay.
So we actually talked to some local joints, and we just have to get the equipment. And, you know what I mean, like the stands and all that for vending and everything. So that's gonna be exciting to do. You know what I'm saying? Another revenue stream. But
man, shout out to y'all, man, for real. Eversmith Organics, man. That's some good ass CMOS right there, man.
Appreciate
definitely.
You.
I still probably got like 4, 5, 6 jars frozen in the motherfucking freezer right now.
I just took one out.
I did too, actually. I just took one out today myself. But yeah, Nani, you got a good product over there, man.
I appreciate it.
Definitely, man. So shout out to all of y'all over there. Number love over there.
And then, like, and conversations on the rocks, man, in 2023, like.
We're going to be big.
Speaking of, like, in the past year, I didn't think we would be here, you know what I'm saying? And then have 3 co-hosts, you know what I mean?
Facts.
But. Yeah, it's just growing and it's like morphing into something that you know what I mean. It's dope to see. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And you know, Ice, that's funny because every time we come to this show and you just brought it up, you know what I'm saying? Like we never, I don't know if we had imagined being here as far as like on the radio and like you said, we already talked about having a female co-host in the beginning, but it's just so funny to see where we are right now because. I remember when you came to me with this idea, like, shit, almost like, 7 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
It's and a matter of fact, even before a lot we of
got
bullshit.
To the, yeah, before we got to the conversation on Rock, you was always into the film, and you was like, yo, I got to film you, you the funniest dude, and then we got into the conversation on the Rocks, and just to see where we at, like you just said, first season, we was on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Cooler had a great fucking first season. I can't even lie. I go back and watch them sometimes, and then
couldn't really get nobody to come on the joint, really.
You know what I'm saying? And now shit, like they just beating them up.
So shout out to everybody who been on the joint, man.
Yeah. And also, just like Tish has also said, if y'all do want to be on the show, like I said, we love to have guests on the show.
For
but please have something going on. This show is actually built You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not one of those type of shows that just anybody and everybody can really come on as far as, like, guests. But if you got something going on business-wise, I mean, you got something to, you know, educate somebody, you know what I'm saying? This is very positive show. Of course, we drink and do what we do on here, but this is a very positive show.
For sure.
So shout out to all the guests that we've had, because we've had a lot of amazing guests on the show.
From a lot of walks of life, different industries. It's been a lot of things we learned from all these different people, and really how we just here for everybody else, you know what I mean? Like, we building this, we having fun, and it's a good time, you know what I mean? But we also get down to the nitty-gritty of, like, how did you get to do what you do, and how did you become successful? But not only how are things doing now when you're quintessentially, quote-unquote, on the top, but what about those dark times? What about them dark nights? What about them doubts? What about the people who said, nah, do this, don't do that, you know what I mean? Like, so understanding that. And really, we just a platform for anybody out there who has a good service, like you said, education. Like, we had a mayor on of Dumfries. Shout out to, like, anybody who has something that they're impacting the community in a good way. We want you to be here, you know what I'm saying? And we want to talk about it. So, shout out to Conversation on the Rock. Shout out to Rhythmix Radio, you know what I'm saying? Monday nights, you know where we at, baby, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the co-host, you know what I'm saying? We in here live, still going. Let me pull up. I put down a couple questions for us.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was about to say,
So I'm trying to see what's the next one I should segue to, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this nigga too cool for school, man.
So we're going to get into this. We're going to switch gears a little bit, get into a little bit more serious note, if you will, or however you take it, however you want to answer the question. But what's your take on the world right now as you see it? You know what I'm saying? We in 2021, going in 2022. It's a lot of things going on politically. We still in a pandemic. We got a new variant of COVID. You know what I'm saying? Some things is closing up a little bit. Some things been open. Now they mask mandates and all that. Like, how do you feel just as a black man here? You know what I'm saying? Right now. Like, how's the world? You know what I'm saying? What's your take on what's going on in the world right now?
Me personally, I will say, I'm more just worried about the younger generation.
Yeah.
They wildin'. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know every generation wilds out. We all had our moment and you know, our time and stuff like that. I always say this, man. I think this is like the worst generation, and it's scary too, because we have kids growing up in this generation. Of course, God bless all of our kids. They've been good. They've been healthy and stuff like that. But I just feel like you know, because we're all 80s babies. I feel like our old heads used to keep us in line. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't like somebody in your family, or, you know what I'm saying, like that older auntie, grandmother, and all that stuff like that. If you was out there, you know, running around and stuff like that. You know, you had them old heads that used to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? They used to keep you in line because they went through it. I don't feel like a lot of people are teaching the younger people what they need to know to survive in life, and how to move, and how to orchestrate themselves, and how to represent themselves out here. Everybody wants to fight, put it on social media. Social media is like the worst, man.
For humans.
You're right. Because anytime y'all see it, like, me personally, I stop watching the news because I'm tired of all the depressing news.
Yeah,
but then it's like, I go on Facebook, and then I go on Instagram, and I see the same shit. She done beat this bitch up, and that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like you said, I mean, we just lost a lot of rappers, all because of this and that. So, the way the world is going now, man.
Would you say to the world, or just like from Los Angeles,
stop their social media shit, man.
Stop that social media shit. Stop doing it for the gram and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But on top of that, I mean, just keep your business private. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't never remember when it was supposed to be cool to tell everybody what the fuck is going on. And now, not only even that, the fact that you even put your business out on social media, now you have to be mindful of the criticism that you're going to get back on it. And then y'all want to get mad and do this and tell a nigga to pull up and here's the address. Nigga, pull up over at 34, nigga. I'll tell you something. But, I mean, that's my main thing, man. That social media, I think we need to... we need to really fall back on that, man. Okay. Like, that shit is really getting out of hand, and we all got kids. Yeah. And then, you know, that cyberbullying, I never even thought that could even be possible. Like, nigga, I don't even fucking know you. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, yeah, the social media, that's probably the worst thing going on right now.
What about you, honestly. Tiff? What would you say? Like, what's your take on the world? Like, as a black woman... business owner, but also, I mean, you talk to people, you out here, like, what's your thoughts on just how you feel the state of where we at?
I can piggyback off of what Lo said as far as the children, because I'm in HR, and what I do is recruiting, so I do try to, like, you know, recruit the younger generation to bring them in, show them, you know, you could come into the corporate world. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to be thugging it or faking like you thugging it, you know. But it's super sad, and I say this every day in my office. Like, it is super sad how people will come to an interview these days. So I can't per se blame the kids or this generation.
Yeah.
I can blame the parents.
Right.
Because
I feel you on that.
The kids have a lack of education, and it's not the education coming from the school. It's the education, the things that they should have already been brought up on, you know, the morals that should have already been set. Mm-hmm. The fact that these kids have no goals. Like, I'll ask my 13-year-old, he has his life planned.
Oh, and shout out to him, too. With his YouTube, all that shit. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Spinball Productions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you talk to some of these kids, they come in fresh out of bed, didn't even bother to brush their hair, don't put on, you know, at least a button up. And they come in, they're like, oh, I want the best job y'all got. I want the most pay. And I'm like, well, tell me how you're qualified to be in that position, because, you know, it takes time to get there. And, you know, they live in this world where it's instantly click and you have it.
Yeah.
And so...
microwavable.
Yeah, but, and my thing is, I cannot blame them for the liberties that they now have.
No.
I cannot blame them because they did not create the internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't. Right. They just found out a way
how to use it. It was there when it was around.
And benefit it. Yeah. So I can't be mad at them. I can more so be mad at the parents that are lacking.
I agree with you.
And then, you know, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. But what I was going to say was, as far as, like, people that they come in for the interviews, and like you said, we can't really blame the kids. We blame, you know, the parents and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, the OGs, you know what I'm saying, or just anybody underneath us. But then you also got to think, like, I also think this generation is bad, too, because, like, maybe people in our era or maybe even people that was older than us are, in my mind, what I think is, like, they're now getting out of jail and now they're raising these kids. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, though.
I feel like, but their generation is not all that bad. Their generation has given us and contributed to the livelihood of everybody. So these younger kids are the ones that figured out how to use the internet and actually manipulate it. Us older people look to them to know how to, you know, market, brand. Right. They are the ones that decided to go on the internet and do things like that, which they follow behind.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I cannot, I don't think
I get what you're saying, like, you know what I'm saying, but, I mean, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, some of that comes from that, and then, I mean, you know, they still kids, they just...
Yeah, right. And I think that you are a product of your environment. Mm-hmm. So I don't see on my timeline a lot of fighting. I don't see on my timeline, you know, a lot of disrespectful kids. I know that they're out there. I've encountered them. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it on my timeline.
Because you want to consume it. You don't follow. You don't subscribe to that shit.
I don't subscribe to that type of nonsense, you know, so I don't see it, and it's not embedded in my brain every day, and I'm not taking in the negativity either.
Right, which is a gem for everybody out there. Like, you are what you eat, so you are what you consume as well. So we talking about social media and the things that we see on the IG, we scrolling, we don't know, we spending a lot of time, and one suggestion, people who are on apps all day, put a timer on that joint and just see how much, how long you on them. And that'll just kind of wake you up to, like, damn, on this joint, an hour and a half today, 2 hours, 3-4 hours today.
Yeah, they just came out with something for Facebook and Instagram. They're talking about how they're going to start giving, especially those that are under 18 on the app, they're going to start giving you, like, this warning where you need to time out. You know, you've been on the app for an hour, 2 hours.
About
and, yeah.
Time.
Now, is that going to be age restriction? Like, is that going to be
no,
like,
they're going to do it for everybody, for everybody. But it was really, like, you know, constructed for the younger generation.
Okay.
So, but I think that that's a good thing because I ain't going to lie. I be on TikTok scrolling and I look up. It could be 4:30. I'll look up and it's 6:25 and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah,
was I just scrolling all
that
this time?
That time flies,
I
man.
I think we all do that shit, though.
Yeah, it's built that way.
But what could you have done more constructive within
exactly.
that time? You
exactly.
Know?
And that's just the point. Yeah. And that's the point. What can you do with that 2 hours, mm-hmm. 2.5 hours? I would say for me, man, the state of what's my take on the state of the world. It's a lot going on. You got a lot of things to distract you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just talked about one of them. You know what I mean? And if you haven't heard of the term weapons of mass distraction, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? That's one of them. It's social media. But I'll also say it's a lot. It's tech out there. It's cryptocurrency. It's mm-hmm. digital money. It's like, you got to really pay attention to what's going on because technology is advancing so much faster than it ever was when we was younger. Mm-hmm. So it's pay attention to what's going on in the news. What is cryptocurrency? Like, ask questions, I suggest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But just as people, man, I say we got to stick together. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you black or you brown. And it's not to say anything for... Cause it's cool white motherfuckers who jive like is you know, black or brown, you know what I mean. So it's not like a exclusion of white people when I say that. When I'm saying what I speak about them first because we are at the bottom of the totem pole. For longer story short, but just sticking together, community. You know what I mean. I think if you ain't know in the past year or two, being this pandemic is like. You really should be focusing on you, how you could do better, what's really necessary. You know what I mean? Take time to think and help one another. Because we all going through some shit in some way, form, or fashion. Yeah, yes, you know sir. What I'm saying? We all imperfect. We all, no matter, you know what I'm saying, whatever life path that you came off. So, I think that at the end of the day, we probably don't know this as a collective, but we need each other more than we know.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But for everybody, please, don't record yourself crying and talk about your problems and then posting it on the internet. Nobody cares for real. Like
that's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? And if they really did care, then they would check on you mm-hmm. in private and right. not in person right. on the social media. So.
And like I said, that's another thing I brought up. Because like I said, when you read those comments, these sure. motherfuckers don't give a fuck about
I'm
you.
I'm praying
like,
you, girl. You have never prayed
these,
ever.
Like, or you just get that one ignorant motherfucker like, bitch, shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Love
like, you
yourself
saying?
First. Love yeah. yourself first. Yeah, you know what nice. I mean? And focus on you first. You know when you're on a plane, if you ever been... And they give you the emergency instructions, and they say when that shit come down from that mask come down from the top, they say secure yourself before you can secure anybody else. And that is life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You should secure yourself. Make sure you are good before you can help anybody else.
Funny story is we were on the plane, and the lady was like, "You're in row 7, and so
the
as you can see,
joint.
There's an emergency door right here. So everybody, if you are in these two rows right here, you have to be ready to help everybody else before you can help
right.
yourself."
They always
and,
say that.
And
before
I
you
said,
fly,
"Excuse
yeah.
me,
first
this
nigga
is not for
plane.
Me."
the first just, nigga jumping.
I told her, "I'll take a seat in the back if that's all that you have." I was like, "But this is not for me."
And it's good to know where you at. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, facts. At the end of the day, man, just really, like, believe in yourself. Know that if you got something, anything you could think of, bro, like, it could be done. You just got to put the time and the energy into it.
Mm-hmm. But we all
it's
have
all
something.
What you put into it.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, we definitely do.
Something that's very unique people have to hone in on, like, what makes them them. Mm-hmm. Like, Los is hilarious. Right. Naturally hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, naturally you should move towards comedy because that's something that you're really good at.
Right.
And without a doubt, you'll make money off of.
Right.
100%. So why would you not do it, you know? So for everybody else, like, whatever your gift is, hone in on it, you know, and sell that shit.
Straight gems for everybody out there. Straight fire, hot fire, dial on. So, you know what I'm saying? What's y'all favorite food? Y'all got a favorite food, favorite cuisine? What you like, Las Vegas? And we know you. You know what I mean? You don't. You have your stature. You ain't. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
oh, shit.
You like. You know what I mean? What do you like
what
to eat?
Are you trying to say?
No, I'm just right. trying to say
just
he don't like a lot of shit
just,
on this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, just French
he don't like his food touching. He don't like mayonnaise.
Yeah,
he don't like certain
I
shit.
I don't man.
But what's your favorite food? You have a favorite cuisine and or favorite food?
I will say one of my favorite food is chicken. It's not because I'm black.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love
any type of way or every way?
No, it's got to be fried. Maybe
okay.
that was black.
You just left.
Yeah.
Maybe that was. That's why you left that out.
Yeah.
You knew
maybe
it
was. That was black. But, chicken. And like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? I am kind of picky with my shit, but you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I like salads. I like fish.
I
do
like
fish. I do like
okay,
fish.
Okay, what kind of fish? Anything in particular?
I like cod, whiting, and salmon.
Okay. Now, do you like a particular cuisine? Southwestern, barbecue?
Oh, yeah, and that
Cajun.
Cajun all day.
Cajun?
I love spicy.
Okay.
the spicy.
Oh, you like spicy. Okay, what about you, Tish? And you cook for a living, so
I do
as
I
one
do.
Of the hustles. So.
And we have yet to get a fucking plate.
Oh shit! Shout out to that.
About that.
But she wants a black shirt.
Yes. That I'm paying.
Do you
for.
Got a favorite food? Favorite cuisine? Y'all foolish.
Right now my favorite thing. I'm big on like fish, salmon.
Okay.
Any shrimps, anything like that,
okay,
I'm big
seafood.
On. Yeah, I'm
shout
definitely
out to
seafood.
It.
But right
seafood
now, so. My favorite dish is probably the shrimp and grouper ceviche.
Shrimp and grouper ceviche. Okay. So that means it's not cooked. It's just the citrus that...
Talk to me.
Okay. Let's talk about... Spicy dude, she eat it all. Who is this? Shout out to Real TL to get the comments and shit.
But grouper is fish though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now is that the one that comes?
That sound good. Goddamn.
It do sound
by
good.
The soul
now,
meat.
Is that the one you just keep all the way like you just grill it or fillet it just the way it is, right?
No,
like you don't
so
skin it or anything like that.
Ceviche. You're taking the meat of the fish
mm-hmm.
and you're chopping up the shrimp, but you also add like. I don't know if they say Jamaica or Jamaica. You also add like you know the fresh tomatoes, jalapenos,
okay.
stuff like that.
Okay.
And you just mix it all in. But the biggest part to the ceviche is the acidic part. So you have the orange, you have the lime, you have the lemon.
Orange, lime,
that's
lemon.
Because the grouper goes in raw.
Okay, that's what I was just thinking. Okay,
the grouper goes in raw, but the acidic part to it is what cooks the grouper. So you just put it in the fridge and you just let it'll break it down.
Like grouper,
for
you'll
you.
See more like maybe like Jamaican restaurants and stuff, right?
Yeah, you're gonna see that definitely in Jamaican. Okay. You're gonna see it in El Salvadorian, Peruvian. Mm. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's their shit. Mm. Aruba has some of the best ceviche I've ever
She's
had in my
only
life.
Been like 10 times.
Shout out to Aruba, man. If you listening anywhere, shout out to Aruba. You're tuning in to Conversations on the Rocks, baby. I say for me, man, my favorite food, I say mac and cheese first. My mama's curry chicken. That shit is amazing. Gumbo, her dressing and cranberry sauce, that shit is great. But if I had to say cuisine, I really love soul food. You know what I'm saying? I love soul food in Asia, like Thai. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Thai because it's fresh. They got a range of spices and shit, and their sauces is always rich, and I love it, so.
I cook it so much.
You just get tired of it.
Yeah, so me, like anything Spanish, that's my area right there.
To.
Yeah, because I cook it like all the time. Mac and cheese, I literally do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, I could dig that.
Yeah.
So we got New Year's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got anything planned for New Year's? And what's y'all wildest? Do y'all have a great New Year's Eve party time story?
Nah, usually my ass be sleep.
Yeah, before the bell, before the joint drop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Look,
I just know, man, if you done party with me before, I will say like this, if you party with me before I went to Jersey, shit, boy, New Year's. Honestly, one thing I do love about New Year's, but the wildest story, like, man, just like, I'm always around friends and family. I don't really try to go out and, you know what I'm saying, do all this extra shit like that. I'm not in the clubs. I'm not spending $50 to get in somewhere and spend all on
50,
the bottle.
That sound light. It's more like
I'm not even spending that to just a party, you know what I'm saying? Because after I done spent the 50, I probably came with somebody, so now we got to buy drinks. You know what I'm saying? You probably done paid for parking because you definitely going out to the city somewhere. You know what I mean? But for New Year's, I've really been keeping it simple lately, man. Like, for real, I just want to just be... Honestly, I just want to be around friends and family, man. Yeah. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do anything else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just be at somebody's house or be with the family. But other than that, man, I normally keep it light. For real. Well, lately, I've been saying. In the last 2 years, you know what I'm saying? I've been keeping it light. But, shit, I used to tell you, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I got... Matter of fact, before I went to Jersey, that New Year's was probably epic right there. I had everybody... there from my brother Bone Smoke. I don't think my best friend made it out there. Shout out to T Money, Eric, everybody, man. Like, go ahead, you good? You know what I'm saying? Like, we really do it up, man. You know what I'm saying? And I used to tell you, man, we used to party over there, like, for real. But I didn't calm a lot of that stuff down. And now it's just mainly, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we done did it all, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as when it comes to, like, parties and stuff like that,
for sure.
We done did it all. So, at this point, it's just really just enjoying the family, enjoying the friends, you know what I mean? And and just going from there.
For me, I had to say probably sometime when we was real young, right out of high school, 20s or something like that. I also did go to a party. About 10 years ago and shit, a New Year's Eve party in, like, Arlington. You know how they be doing the hotel parties, and then they had the DJs and the different rooms and all that. Mm-hmm. I went to one of those, and it was Kid Capri and Biz Markie. Rest in peace to Biz Markie, man. it was Biz Markie and Kid Capri DJing, and that shit was pretty dope. But yeah, man, shout out to New Year's. It's around the corner. You know what I mean? It's always a good time to...
So what's y'all plans for New Year's?
Restart, reset.
What's your plans? What's
I don't got no plans yet. I'm undecided if I wanted to go out or just chill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I really necessarily want to go
out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But my girl, she might. So,
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. That nigga Ice do it real big during New Year's. This nigga Ice, man. Y'all know Ice do it big. He like... ice glaciers and everything that. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. That nigga bring out the fog machine, fake ass snow and shit that.
Hey, Rhythmic Radio.
That nigga goes
Rhythmic
ice skating.
Rhythmic Radio, y'all know. You know me. You know he lied.
Ice goes ice skating.
I know he lied. Shout out to y'all listening to all these shenanigans and shit, man. Monday nights, 8 p.m., man. We always here and we with the... This every Monday. This is what you be tuned into.
Every
and shit.
Monday.
Shut up. Tap in with the gang, man.
Tap in. What about you, Tish? What you got planned for this New Year's?
I'm going to a party in Delaware.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Aruba.
Shout out to Aruba, goddamn it!
No bullshit.
Let me go look at some of these tickets.
Yeah,
and shit.
I'm gonna buy property out there.
I know that's
shout
right.
Shout out to property.
Hey, 2023, we gonna be recording Conversations on the Rocks from motherfucking Aruba for Tissa New. Hey, I'm with it, I'm leaving everything behind too.
That's real.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Hey, yo, shout out to property and shit. I just On Friday, I close on 9 acres. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let's talk that shit.
On Friday.
Let's talk that shit. And yeah, there you go. I told y'all, this nigga Ice do big things, man.
Nah, man. Just want to own a piece of this land. You know what I mean?
So 9 acres.
9 acres and shit. I can't tell you. It's in Virginia and shit. Not far from Fredericksburg and shit.
Ice skate rink out there.
You were starting to say that. Yeah. Yeah, everything.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on that, bro.
I mean, we'll get to Friday, but yeah, only
shit,
thing,
we talking
about,
that right
as long as I make it, you
yeah,
know
we
what
talking
saying?
That right
but
now. Yeah, we close Ice on got Friday his motherfucking shit, nigga. I need to get
that's
some property,
shout
man.
Out, man.
I just need an acre. Fuck it.
Hey man, hey, I'm gonna do talk. My 40th birthday is gonna be something crazy. I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna eventually
we better get
build
an invitation
the crib
too,
day, but my 40th birthday party is gonna be crazy. I'm just gonna. Yeah, so.
And I just want to let the world know I ain't been in one of Ice's birthday parties yet. And I've known this nigga since high school. You know what I mean? This nigga used to come over my house.
I'm sure I sent you many invites, many e-vites. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I invite everybody.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Like, I know I sent you some e-vites. Was it Carlos Moe Life for Life? Was the e-vite? I already know, dog. I'll be honest.
I was married at the time, man.
What he could not do.
Right, at that time.
But
yeah,
I'm
doing it now.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to K. Alexander Collections. Make sure you shout out. How can everybody get in contact and try
Once
to get
again,
a shirt?
Once again, like I say, if you want one of these shirts, you can DM me. Hit me in the Conversation on the Rocks on Instagram. I follow that. Hit me on the DM and Conversation on the Rocks on Facebook.
Okay.
Hit me in the DM on Conversations on the Rocks YouTube. Everything's Conversation on the Rocks. Mm. And then if you follow my Instagram page, THA_real_LosVegas04. Follow me on that, man. Like I said, hit me up. If you want to come and get the shirt personally from me, it's 20. If I mail it to you, it's going to be 26. And just want to just give a shout out to my junior, who is going to make the Dean's List. I'm speaking into existence right now. Very proud of you, son. Shout out to the rest of my kids, man. My Diamond Princess, my two other heifers, and Chocolate. Love y'all. And shout out to my best friend and my sister, who's probably watching this right now on the TV.
Right.
And shout out to my co-host, man. You know what I'm saying? Some strong individual black people support
black businesses.
You know what I'm saying? Look, almost fucked it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
we
saying?
We all Conversations on the Rock.
Me more sense. And Ever Smith Organics. I definitely got about to do that.
This nigga get on my nerves. He about to be the first with the Earl on live.
I bet the fuck I don't.
I'll fuck with you. Shout out to Mia More Sense.
Yes. MiaMoreSense.com. You guys check me out. I'll also, for the next couple of weeks, I'm selling gift baskets anywhere from 45, 75, and 100.
Make sure you tap in.
Gift baskets has everything on my line. So it just depends on what you want to pay, and you'll get more or you'll get the standard. But yeah, y'all come holler at me.
Oh, and you know what? Before we get into that. Yeah. Shout out to your sister, who's been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
She is up for an award, I believe, right?
Yeah, she's in the running.
And I did register. I do want to say.
Thank
I voted. Of course. No, seriously, man, because this is what we're supposed to do. This is
Oh,
where,
you registered to vote?
Yeah, this is the one time I'm voting.
Okay.
You know, I did.
Well,
we're going
to talk about that on the next episode, goddammit. Nah, now you say that
nah.
We about to wrap up and shit. But shout out to that, though.
All of that shit, man, for real. And shout out to her because
so,
they
cheers to you, dog.
Yeah. Hey,
you
man, appreciate it.
Because earlier you was on, you know what I'm saying, on the first season, you was on some other
This
so
was definitely a black businessman, and I'm really kind of proud. Again, black excellence, another strong black woman doing a thing out here. And you know what I'm saying, since she's been starting, like I said, she came and blessed us on the show. We had a good time.
Carpe Diem.
Carpe
Diem. Shout out to her.
Shout out to that, man. Like, if y'all not following that or not even registered for all that, man, vote for all that stuff. Like, this is a good movement right here. And it's my co-host sister, so of course you got to. And if you don't, I'm gonna punch you dead in your face.
Okay. You gotta jump.
Shout out, you funny as shit. Shout out to Rhythmic Radio. We did it. We here again, man. As always, Mondays, 8 p.m. Shout out to the IG. You know what I mean? As always, we here. Tap in with the gang. It's nothing but shenanigans, and we always having conversations on the rocks
on the
here.
Rocks.
Salute.
Bye.
See y'all next time, man. Yeah.